Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever Panera delivers for lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. the fabulous Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, all our family, all our loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, welcome to our show today. It's really one of my favorite topics. It's about intuition, psychic abilities, and we have with us our health guru who knows a thing or two about all of that. Some people are natural psychics, like our dear friend, the always extraordinary Peter Marks. Others are intuitive. Their hunches and gut feelings are often correct, though everyone has lucky guesses now and then. In most people, the intuitive and psychic abilities that we are born with lie dormant. If you are ready to awaken these abilities, join health guru Beverly Nadler, who will explain how to do this. Listen and learn. Absolutely listen to this show, learn how to do it, tap into it, and it could change your life. Welcome to the show, the one, the only author, friend, poet, and so much more, Beverly Nadler.
Hi, my dear friend Joyce. Yeah, I love doing this show also as much as I love being on your show every week. This is a special favor of mine. I don't know if people can relate the tremendous value of being able to tap into the intuition. We can't all be born with psychic abilities like our dear friend Peter, who is on your show once a month, and people have the opportunity to actually get a psychic reading. But we do. He was born with that. You know, I mean, this is a very special gift. But everybody, to some degree, has this ability. It's just that it's dormant, and I'm going to explain why and what is important in being able to awaken it. And I can't say that this is something everybody's going to want to spend time in doing, but I do feel that to the degree that we do it, it enhances our life. It makes us happier. It makes us more peaceful because we are aware of more of the things that are going on. Our perceptions get clearer. And as such, when we feel good, we are definitely healthier and happier. So I'm going to get on with it. And as you said, Joyce,
Beverly, before you go on, I just have a quick question for you. Do you like knowing what lies ahead? Some people do, some don't. I do. How do you feel about that?
I like to know what lies ahead that is going to assist me in being able to do something. If there's nothing I can do about it and it's quite horrible, I don't think I want to know it. But if it's something, and that has never happened to me. I mean, it's not like I got some horrible premonition and then, you know, that didn't happen. But if there's something that I can sense and that will allow me to do something that will either affect me positively or someone I know or our environment, yeah, I would like to know that. One of the things that I love about my not very highly developed psychic sense, but to some degree, is I will literally be standing or sitting in a room and say, where is that now, whatever it is, and my head will automatically turn or my fingers will pick up a piece of paper or it's something, and it's so quick that many times I don't even appreciate it, but I say thank you, because that is something that is coming from an inner vision. It's not something that I figured out where something is. It just is a knowing, and I'm directed towards it, and I love when that happens.
Beverly, I agree with you 100,000%. I like the intuition, the flashes that come that assist me turning on the television at exactly the thing that I really need to hear, putting my finger in a book and say, what's my message for today? And there it is. All those kind of things really make me happy. And like you, I don't want to hear anything about anything bad that's in the future. I'll deal with that when the time comes, and hopefully the bad doesn't come. So I'm right on the same page as you. Please continue.
Well, we often are, you know, you and I, we are often. Great minds think alike.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's get on with the show for people who want to know more about awakening this dormant ability, because it's an ability that we all have to some degree, and it's an ability that can be trained. You know, I'm going to say this, we have it to some degree. and it can be trained. I'm going to compare it, though it's not the same thing. I'm going to compare it to, let's say, an artist or a musician. Some people have this great gift, and you just know it's a special gift. Other people work at it. They train. They may in singing or in painting. They may not become a Frank Sinatra or a Barbara Streisand or a Da Vinci or a Rembrandt, but they will be able, if they put their mind to it and they care about it, to do something that is considered more than proficient, something that they will enjoy and other people will enjoy. So just as I'm saying, to some degree, if it's important to you, you can develop it. So as Joy said at the beginning, listen and learn, and if it appeals to you, apply it to your life. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of effort, but there is some changes that you may need to make if you really want to weaken this ability.
I just want to say that it's a fun thing to do, to challenge yourself. Once you start tapping into it, I promise you it's the kind of thing you want to know more, want to know more, want to know more. So just take that little step into the water is my suggestion. See what comes out of it. And I'm thinking that perhaps you'll want to go further with it. It's a fun thing to do.
Yes, I agree with you about that. I remember my father, who was very intuitive and psychic, be sitting and watching a television program, and he would know way too frequently for it to be a coincidence exactly what the next person was going to say. And I do that occasionally, not that often, but I do it occasionally. And when I do, I say, oh, they're exact words. Wow. And it's, you know, kind of fun. Anyhow, let's talk about it in a slightly more serious vein. What is the key to awakening or developing intuition and psychic ability? And it is a tiny gland located in your brain stem. It's an almond-shaped gland, and it's called the pineal gland. Many people are not familiar with the gland or the name of the gland, but they are familiar with one of the neurotransmitters or brain chemicals that is actually transformed in the pineal gland, and that's melatonin. And the melatonin is the sleep chemical, and it's transformed in the pineal gland from another brain chemical that our body makes, which is serotonin. Serotonin is the happy chemical that regulates our moods. So what does this have to do with psychic ability? Possibly nothing, but it is something important to understand about what the pineal gland does, because many people don't even know it exists. Also, many people take melatonin supplements to help them sleep, and which is a much, much better choice than taking a drug, which actually interferes with good sleep. And it's a wise choice if they're taking melatonin, which I understand does not always work for everyone. It is better, of course, to produce it in your body. And some of the things we're going to talk about is how to activate the pineal gland so that it not only is going to help you with your psychic abilities, but it can also help you with good sleep, which from my understanding a lot of people do not have. I am blessed. I sleep well. I go to bed and want to sleep, I fall asleep. It's rare for that not to happen. Okay, so let's talk about what a healthy pineal gland is, or why it's important. There are other things that it does besides the melatonin and helping you sleep. It also fights against free radicals, and it regulates the onset of puberty in children, youngsters, and its decline. Decline in melatonin, remember melatonin is made in that gland, in the pineal gland, triggers the aging process. So we can say that if we don't have a decline, if we have more of this neurochemical, we are going to, shall we say, age slower. The years may go on, but the actual aging process will be slower. It's also important, of course, because it is the key to developing our latent powers of intuition and psychic abilities.
Knowing the research about it, that you know, and the scientific behind it gives it a certain kind of credibility. So I thank you for including all of that, because there's a lot of people who don't believe in psychicness, to intuition. They regard it as hooey-hooey. So when you put the facts behind it and explain it, you're doing us a great service. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for recognizing that, Joyce, because as I was researching this and putting it together, and I said to myself, I said, this, all the sleep and the free radicals that it helps us, that literally to prevent having to, which of course caused tremendous disease, free radical formation, and all of this is not really psychically related, but something, huh, my intuition said, it's an important fact, and I'm going to include it. So thank you for picking up on that. Okay.
Well, you were intuitively correct about that.
Yes, and that was actually an intuition. If we want to talk about intuition, it comes, you know, sometimes it's a simple little thing. I'm asking questions. Should I include it? And I get it. I mean, I hear it in my head. Yes. Okay. So if you're a meditator, or if you're familiar with chakras, and by the way, I want to mention this before I continue. We did a wonderful show last week on the chakras, and you can access that show. And the reason the chakras are important, that will be made very, very clear to you next week. But there is one chakra, in last week's show, one chakra that is particularly related to the pineal gland.
Hold that thought, Beverly. You referenced chakras. The show is called Chakras and the Tree of Life in our archives, November 30, 2017. So it was exactly a week ago, but I want to make it easier for you folks to access it. Chakras and the Tree of Life, a terrific show. So do check that out as well.
Right. Thank you. I did not have the information in, you know, right in front of me in my mind, and so I'm glad that you mentioned. And people really, if you want to be psychic and intuitive, knowing, you know, everything works together, and that's a whole spiritual thing. And this is actually the psychic ability comes from spirit; it doesn't come from the physical world. It's good to know that this is chakras, but one of the chakras in particular, which is the one above our nose, in the center of our forehead, between our eyebrows, it's called the Ajna chakra. That is the Indian name for it, but we know it as the third eye chakra. And I always thought, that's an interesting name. I wonder where it came from. Well, as I was researching about the pineal gland, I found some really startling information, which I'm going to share with you now. Its location of the pineal gland, which is above and next to the brainstem. Sometimes we say in the brainstem, but it's actually just a little above and next to it. It is on the level of the space between our physical eyes. That's where the pineal gland is located. When we focus on that chakra, the third eye chakra, we are actually focusing on that area. Now, the activity of this chakra is directly related to the activity and the health of the pineal gland. And the name third eye chakra may be very accurate, because this tiny gland, which, as I said, is about the size of an almond, is made up of cells with the same features as the rod-shaped light-sensitive cells in the retinas of our eyes. The pineal gland actually receive signals that travel across the optic nerves. And it's possible that this primitive third eye actually functioned as a sight organ before physical eyes became part of our anatomy.
Yes, so on.
Okay, well, I found that a fascinating piece of information, which I never knew. The pineal gland gives us perceptions of the world around us through our senses. It controls the action of light upon our body. And because it's located near the brainstem, actually beneath the cerebral cortex, where the two hemispheres of our brain join, it is the place where the brain regulates consciousness and interprets our body's sensory and motor functions. See how extremely important it is. The third eye chakra that it relates to is important because it is a psychophysical center. It is a source, literally the source of clairvoyance and introspection. It has been observed.
Hold that. For the people who don't know, Beverly, you want to give a quick definition of clairvoyance?
Clairvoyance is another word for psychic ability. It's the ability to see.
Correct.
That's why they use the clairvoyance. There's also a word clairaudience, which is the ability to hear, you know, that some thoughts come into your mind and you're hearing them. I think that's a lot of what our friend Peter does. He actually hears things that he's interpreting. It's a wonderful gift. In fact, let me say this. Many years ago, seers and mystics and spiritual seekers would lie in the sun with a coin, I believe it was a gold coin, in the area that we call the third eye chakra. And they did that for the purpose of strengthening and activating the pineal gland so that they could awaken these psychic abilities. Of course, we don't do that now. We're concerned about the problems with the sun, but this was something that the ancients did in order to strengthen the pineal gland. It's described as the principal seat of the soul and the portal to the higher dimensions, the higher dimensions being the non-physical dimensions, being the dimensions from where these psychic intuitive things, you say, where does it come from? It comes from other dimensions. It does not come from the physical dimensions. It is perception beyond ordinary sight. Now, most significant...
You know, that to be clear, that clairvoyance is ESP, it's the sixth sense in psychic powers. So I just wanted to be sure people are with us on this.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not call it a sixth sense yet. That's in my poem. How do you like that? Yes, we're talking about your sixth sense. Your five senses are the senses that allow you to be able to function well in this physical world, function as well in this physical world. But the sixth sense, when it's developed, is what gives you messages that go beyond this physical or material world. There are much higher dimensions, and there are people who visit them, especially in near-death experiences. Other people who are born psychic, who are able to see things, you know, without, I don't know whether they train themselves or anything, never question that, but the fact is what they see is beyond what is in our physical world and which uses the five ordinary senses. Very important, but they are the ordinary senses.
I think that clears it up for people, that you're not using any of your normal senses. It's beyond that. It's not present to the five senses.
Correct. But, you know, very often a lot of psychic ability is triggered by information that people have and which they don't consciously put together, but because they have that information, then this, whatever, wherever it comes from, this source, we can call it God source or whatever we want to call it, higher dimensions, higher spiritual beings, whatever, comes through. And because they already have certain information that they've gotten on a conscious level, puts it all together and brings them an answer that they would not have had if they were trying to put it together themselves. So any comment that you want or question you have on that?
No, no questions, but I just want to mention something when we talk about clairvoyance and the power to see, or clairaudience, the power to hear beyond your senses. I just want to share how I tapped into my psychic senses way, way back, and I just knew that I had this ability. Many times I would go to weekends away, designed as social weekends. And by that, instead of sitting at a table in a dining room with you and the person or persons you came up with, you'd be at big tables because they wanted to mix and match and have you meet people. And what I used to do, literally, when the waiter took the orders and they left to get the order, I would go around the table with people I had never seen before, didn't know on any level, and tell them each something about themselves that they were stunned. How would you know that? I just would look in their eyes and read them. So I just want to say that's how I tapped into it many, many years ago. And I don't talk about it. I don't tell people I'm psychic. I don't give psychic readings. But as a professional and personal success coach, having that ability truly helps me in my work for all the things people don't tell me that I see just in looking in their eyes.
Beautiful. You know, it just reminds me of one startling event in my own life that someone was talking about a friend. I was at work. I was working for the Associated Press at the time. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, this thought came to me, and there was another person in the, we were in the ladies' room at the time, and I said, Mary is leaving. She's going to become a nun. It was like a voice said this, and my friend, the other co-worker, his mouth dropped open. She said, did she tell you? I said, no. I said, suddenly I got this feeling. And she said, yes, she did tell me that this morning. I was not present when she said it. I wasn't even in the same room. I don't know why that came to me. That was one of the more startling realizations that I had. Most of them are not quite as startling, and they're based on things that I specifically asked. I had no reason to even ask that. But here again is these things can come to us because we all have to some degree, maybe not as developed as Joyce, or certainly not as developed as our dear friend Peter, but to some degree it's there. And when it comes, acknowledge it and tell yourself, give me more of that, and I will be telling you ways to develop that as we continue.
I'm just looking here.
So thank you for sharing that, Joyce.
Sure. 480-519. Who's on the line? 480-519.
Hi, this is Michael.
And Michael, where are you calling from?
I am in California.
And do you want to share something or ask a question?
I'd love to ask a question. Sorry about the all the noise in the background. All the fire trucks are driving by. We're in a big-time fire zone. So, yeah, my apologies on all that background noise.
And what would you be calling into the show about?
Yes, I was curious about a new sales job that I just started and kind of how it looks in going in that direction.
Okay, Michael, you want the kind of show where we have our fabulous Peter Marks on, who takes calls like yours and answers many questions. This show is more about the research about it and to support people into tapping into their abilities. So what you want is our show on December 18 with the world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. May 18, we're live at 11 o'clock, and that's what he does. He takes the calls and answers questions. This is more like a show to explain about intuition, psychic abilities, and how to tap into yours. So be sure not only to tap into that show on the 18th where you can get your question answered, but also become a follower of our show by going to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, click on follow, and you will know about all our shows. You'll know when Peter is on. You'll get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. So thank you for calling in, but the show you want is May 18th. Did you jot that down when you get to a red light?
Joyce, you said
yeah.
May 18th. You mean December 18th.
Oh, gosh, did I do that? I must be thinking of my birthday, December 18th. Thank you, Beverly. Michael, did you get that?
I did. Thank you.
Yes, so we want to hear from you and do become a listener. And listen to the show about how to tap into your power. Thank you. Thanks, Beverly. I had May on my mind. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. All right. The most significant fact about this gland is the fact that it is linked to the production of the psychedelic chemical called, the unpronounceable name, but for short, it is DMT. Those are the initials. And it is the most powerful psychedelic substance known to man. It is believed that DMT is released during near-death experiences and may explain the enhanced spiritual connection and awakening that takes place during a near-death experience. The pineal gland is essential to our spiritual growth. But here's where the problem comes in and why less and less people are able to access their gifts because we have them. I mean, we're born with it. We're born with this gland, and it manufactures this wonderful psychedelic chemical. And as we grow spiritually, we become more successful in being able to use our sixth sense. But it's very sensitive to toxic substances. And what's happening is that the world around us, our environment, is becoming more and more toxic. Whether we talk about the chemicals in our food, it's affected by all of these things that are toxic to our body, especially toxic to the pineal gland. And so we lose our spiritual connection to these higher energies. It's blocked through poor diet, fluoride in the water and toothpaste, pesticides, preservatives, other chemicals, GMO foods. All of these things affect our body, and they affect this very, very sensitive gland. Apparently, calcium supplements that are made from rock, because there is calcium supplements that are made from food, which is actually the only kind you should take, but the ones that are made from rock, they're finding that it actually calcifies this, which means hardens the pineal gland, making it much more difficult to perform its natural functions, which may also be a reason why we have so many insomniacs. All of our glands, I mean, understand this, we are living longer than ever. People are becoming, not only octogenarians, but going past the 100 mark. That didn't happen years ago, and I remember seeing a TV show where a woman was very disturbed because the doctor told her to take some hormones. And she said, "I'm not taking these." And he said, "Humans weren't meant to live this long, so you better take it." Okay, I'm going to say our hormones do decrease, but there are natural hormones that instead of the synthetic, if you're going to do any hormone treatments, which is not what the show is about, but because I'm mentioning we are living longer than ever. A lot of our functions are depleted. They're just not functioning as well. And another thing that takes its toll on everything is stress, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, or I'm going to say vibrational. People sitting in front of computers all day long playing video games, these are unnatural vibrations that are affecting us. And it's so important, and this is why we do shows on natural health, on getting out into nature, on relaxation, on meditation. We do shows on all of these because these are the things we need to counteract the toxicity that is in our environment and also causing a lot of the stress, which affects everything, all of them. In fact, there's some medical professionals and other health professionals that say that 80% or even 90% of everything that is wrong with us is caused by stress, which we also do shows on stress, and I think it's going to be time for us to do another one soon, telling people how to counteract it because it is a part of life.
Beverly, what a fascinating show, and what could be more fascinating than a show about psychic intuition, psychic abilities, than to have a psychic be present. Peter Marks, the always extraordinary, welcome to the show. Thank you for jumping in.
Yes,
hi.
Thank you, Joyce. Hello, Beverly, darling. How are you?
I'm thrilled that you're here and I'm fine.
Good,
Peter,
good.
I had
just been given yes.
The definition of clairvoyance and clairaudience. And Beverly and I agree that your ability is clairaudience. Can you explain that? We did our version, but you live it every day. So
would you say something about that? Yeah, I concur with both of you. Actually, what I was gifted with was the auditory process. I do get messages, and I also see the departed, which I find amazing, because when they come through, some people or spirits of the past choose to talk to me, and I do pick it up, almost analogous to when you put a hearing aid in your ear and to make the auditory volume louder. And there are times I'm giving a reading and I'm hearing souls speak to me, and then I look around and there's nobody present. At other times they come to me and they show me physically how they have looked when they were in this incarnation. So you're both right in your interpretations and definitions.
So taking it a step further, I would say that you're a psychic. As a psychic, you use your clairvoyancy, your ESP as a medium. As a medium, it's clairvoyance. As a psychic, it's clairaudience, because you have your guides that are advising you.
Correct. Well, the guides are actually, and it's taken me a while to fine-tune working with the guides, because I do at moments when I'm doing a reading, if I cannot connect into the heavenly knowledge, then I fall back on my own volition with the psychic abilities that I am receiving. I also wanted your listening audience to know that I actually, with my chakra system, I actually connect with, I believe it's called the indigo, or the top chakra within the, that's connected with the third eye, and they bring me up to a level that I would, in layman's terms, call heaven, and all the knowledge is available at that level. So I have been studying the seal for years because I'm in it, and the one person that I had admired that I read about was the famous French mathematician and philosopher René Descartes, who did say that the gland that Beverly has been talking about is the seat of the soul. So even back in history, people that were heightened intellectually and spiritually were able to tap into this force, but to them it was a natural process. When Beverly talks about the stress and you talk about the stress that we're under, stress can diminish our abilities.
Stress can diminish our ability, our health, just about every facet in our world.
Yes.
And you mentioned chakras. That, folks, that's a show. Once again, we did it last Thursday, that show, and it was an extraordinary show. So you want to tap into that. We did mention the third eye that Peter referenced. That's the sixth chakra that's between our eyes. So do check that out. It was November 30, a week ago Thursday. Peter, just moments ago, we had a gentleman call in from California with a question.
Michael.
I said, yes. Oh, you were there. I said, Michael, you need to call us back December 18th, where Peter will answer those questions. Beverly and I are not psychics. I'm a life coach. Beverly's a reprogramming coach. So those of you who want those questions answered, the show is December 18th. Peter, when did you know that you had the ability, and how did you find out?
I knew I had the ability at a very young age because when I was in a grammar school, actually, I would sit in class and I would be focusing in on learning, and I literally, intellectually, I felt like an astronaut. I would always space out in class, and I would hear auditorily, I would hear voices. I would hear the teacher thinking thoughts, and I would say, oh my God, she's really upset today. And I would hear the kids talking about how upset they were about the class. When I actually realized I had the gift is my grandmother came to me right after she left the physical corporeal body, and she came to me in the spiritual sense with the soul, and she had informed me that one day I would be reading for people all over, and I would be giving them advice. Now, as a youngster, I didn't know if I was in REM sleep. I didn't know if I was dreaming this or if it was actually based on a psychic connection, because at that age, you're confused. It's a little frightening. So she told me to continue with this, and then years later, I met a woman who has departed from this existence by the name of Yolanda Bard. She was world famous, and she said to me in a reading, I said, you're extraordinary, and she said to me, Peter, you have the gift, and I want you to carry on with this gift. It is there. What was also extraordinary, Joyce, at that time was I had readings from her, and your name came up in a reading, and I said to her, I have no idea whom you're talking about, and she said, you will be connecting with a woman named Joyce, and she is involved in the media, and I want you to work with her because this woman, you're going to be working with her. She also mentioned Beverly's name, and she said to me, you will become world renowned. And my God, as I am, connected with you, this is all unfolding. And yes, you and Beverly both are highly intuitive and psychic.
Peter, how come you never told me that before about that message coming in about us? You never mentioned that before. How come?
Well, I didn't mention it because I did mention when I had met Lynn LaFontaine, who was also very spiritually connected with Dharma, a seventh level master. So he also said to me, you've been told this before, but you will be connecting, and gave me the first names. I didn't have the last names. So I did tell you about Lynn, but I forgot at that time that Yolanda had also prognosticated this. And, I deal with a lot of people every single day in the connection. So if I was remiss in forgetting about that, I apologize. But in actuality, I called in for reading myself.
Okay. You're adorable, Peter Marks. We both love you, value you, appreciate you, and recognize you as perhaps the world's greatest psychic.
Does that mean I'm not getting a reading?
So, Peter Marks, once again, thank you for contributing to this show. May 18th, folks, those of you listening,
December 18th. December 18th.
I did it
here.
Again. I did it again. December 18th. You don't have to wait till May, folks. December 18th, Peter Marks will take your calls and give you a mini reading with any question or concern. December 8th, I don't know why I have something going on about May. I'll have to get a reading later about what's going on around May. So thank you, Peter. Is there anything else you want to share before we go back to Beverly?
Yes, I just want to share the show is excellent. The information format is brilliant. Beverly, you are amazing in your research and your knowledge, and not only in the health field, but to bringing to the lay public nomenclature in terms that may be very, very difficult for the average person to understand. So you're a genius in this way. And Joyce, your abilities are also incredible because you have the brilliance and genius to bring the most brilliant authors and people to your radio show that are assisting the people, the population on an international level. So two brilliant minds coming together to do the show. I'm very grateful to be part of it, and I'm very grateful that God has given you this wonderful gift.
I'm very grateful that God has given me the wonderful gifts of you and Beverly. So thank you both. We'll go back to Beverly and the research.
Yes.
And we'll come to you full blast, Peter, on December 18th. Thank you for calling
December
in.
18th. God bless
thank
both
you,
of you.
Peter.
You're quite welcome.
So much to this show.
Thank you, Peter. I love you both.
Folks,
listen,
you're
to
getting
me.
Value out
I
of
have
the
something
show today,
to say
no, no
about
doubt.
A wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And, folks, we share that with you so you would know that each and every day we have a fabulous show. Today was special because one of my favorite topics, psychic intuition. Peter Marks, one of my favorite guests, great friend. But every day you can get value from our shows. The good news is if you can't join us when we are live at 11 Eastern, you can hear any show in our archives anytime, 24/7. And if you go to the upper right in the search bar, type in Beverly Nadler, her shows, her fabulous shows will come up. You type in Peter Marks, his shows will come up. So you can research it and access it that way. Do become a listener of our show, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Upper on the upper left of the homepage, my picture right under that, it says follow. Do become a follower so you need not miss any of our shows. Beverly, that was our mystery guest checking in. Back to you.
Okay, what I want to share now before I close with my poem that I wrote yesterday on this subject is how to strengthen and detoxify the pineal gland, because that's your key to developing this. And it has to do with the same things we've told people that have to do with health, which is to avoid foods that have too much sugar, pesticides, hormones, antibiotics. You strengthen your body. You will also strengthen your pineal gland. Also for detoxification, you need to be sure to avoid sugar, alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, and these foods with pesticides and chemicals. Drink lots of pure water. And there are certain supplements that will help you. They're called this spirulina. You're going to have to find them in a health food store. I can't tell you more about them. Wheatgrass, raw apple cider vinegar is something that actually helps to detoxify the body. So does oregano oil that you take internally. I'm not talking about the wonderful essential oil on the body. These all support the detoxification and activation of the pineal gland. The sun positively charges the pineal gland, so you can go out in the sun at the right hours during the day, not in the very early morning, not when the sun is really strong, but spend a little bit of time in the sun in spite of all of the things that we're finding out. We also know the importance of the sun. And sleep in complete darkness, because that helps the pineal gland to release more melatonin, and as it releases more melatonin, it also is strengthening itself. Possibly the most important thing that you can do, well, of course, reduce stress to the best that you can. Spend some time in just breathing rhythmically, just allowing your body to get into a state of quiet, of silence, of peace. Move away from the computer for a few moments. Close your eyes. Think inside of your head. Think of the fact that you have this incredible gland just behind the third eye, that you can strengthen it, and focus on that area between the eyebrows. Now, what do I mean by focus? If I was to say to you, think about your foot, you would immediately have this sense, whether you see it as a picture or you would have a sense that you are focused on your foot. So now think in terms of focusing on this third eye chakra and meditate. Meditation is not anything difficult. We've done several shows, so you'll have no problem finding out information on meditation. Some people want to meditate with tapes that they buy, and we can do that, but the simplest thing is to sit quietly, breathing in and out, and focusing on your third eye chakra. And you can use words like a chant to keep your attention on it, which could be something simple like God or love, or there's a spiritual word, Om, that is often used. The Indians use that, and I mean Indians in India, and many Americans are using them, and Westerners are using that word now, because it is a connecting bridge. That word, believe it or not, is considered, and it's O-M, Om, it is considered a bridge between this world, physical world, and the higher world, what Peter called, the heavens, the upper worlds, spiritual worlds. So it's simple. This is not difficult, but it does take some lifestyle changing if meditation is not part of your life, if reading labels on your food, if eating grass-fed meat instead of meat that's laden with hormones and antibiotics, if this is not part of your life, if salads, green leafy vegetables, organic, is not part of your life, yes, it takes some lifestyle changing, and you will have to decide whether it's worth it to you. But if you want to strengthen your pineal gland and you want to build this intuitive and psychic sense that has been lying dormant in so many people, this is the way to do it.
Again, the research, folks, is to put things in perspective, to know that it's possible for you to have this ability as well. And I, once again, I'm thrilled that our psychic, Peter Marks, jumped in to share with you. Folks, he is the real deal. And once again, listen to Peter. Ask him your questions on our show, December 18th. that starts at 11 a.m. Eastern. So, Beverly, let's hear this poem that you created yesterday.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience in a world that is challenging and dramatic. There is pleasure and pain, loss and gain. Life on Earth is often traumatic. How marvelous the Creator designed us so we could function, explore, and create in physicality. We walk, talk, and with our five senses, we taste, touch, smell, hear, and see. There are people, including some who are disabled, that have a talent, a special condition. They are blessed with an inner knowing and seeing, a sixth sense that we call intuition. Intuition can come as a hunch, a gut feeling that suddenly appears, and depending on the message you receive, it can fill you with peace, joy, and sometimes even fear. These abilities are in all of us, and you can awaken them if you have enough desire and dedication, and you're willing to make some lifestyle changes and spend time in quality meditation. Mystics, seers, and psychics have a finely tuned inner vision, but most people give the busy, noisy outer world all their attention, while intuitive and psychic messages usually come in the silence, and they come from a higher dimension.
Wow, wow, wow. As always, another home run. Beverly, what message do you want to leave our folks today? What is your concluding message here?
Open your abilities. They will help you in your life. You don't have to be a wonderful psychic like Peter, but certainly intuition abilities will help you navigate, opening that sixth sense, navigate this physical world better. You can do it. Take better care of your health and manage stress, and listen to this program, because so many things that are on Joyce Barry and Friends will, that she and her many wonderful guests besides me and Peter will share with you, will help you, and you will, especially if that's what you want, be able to activate the pineal gland and the third chakra.
And folks, you want to check out the website Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, BeverlyNadler.com, her official website. She's an author of a few books that can be purchased on Amazon. You want to check that out as well. And I want to say to you, if this show or any of our shows fascinate you, interest you, when are you going to go into action and actually do something with it, so that it's valuable to you, not just on a pad of notes? My question is, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? We'll be right back. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in to us today. If you appreciated the show, if it's making a difference for you, and we do believe it does, if you have an open mind and an open heart, share with your friends, let people know about it. They could check it out in our archives, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and go out and make someone happy today. And folks, here is my closing prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, again, very grateful to Beverly Nadler, wonderful show as always. Grateful to the Real Deal Psychic, Peter Marks, for joining us today and his contribution. And we invite you all to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mesh.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.